Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Centered on this question because it was hard for me to come up with the answer. What would surprise you more, Patriots winning or the Patriots losing? And for me, I would say, again, I'd be more shocked if they were actually able to get it done. Just because I don't think this is a very good Patriots team. I didn't think they were a good team. Most of the season. They lost to the Lions, for crying out loud, in a blowout, okay? Rob Gronkowski is not the same. It's not Gronk anymore. He's literally just Robert Gronkowski. The Rams front with Aaron Donald, I think they can disrupt the Patriots, unlike the Chargers several weeks ago. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could look like a fool. Once again, oh, hey, Bogey, down the Patriots. I don't know. I'm just trying to use my eyes and pay attention. And for basically the entire season, the Patriots haven't looked like themselves. Maybe, just maybe, they finally get popped. They meet a team that has pretty damn good balance offensively, a team that can match them physically up front, run the football. They have weapons on the outside to challenge them vertically. In that defensive front, maybe it's the one that can do it. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Let's go to James. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, James?
Not too bad. Question for you. How many sacks have the Patriots given up in the postseason?
One or zero. It's not many.
Zero. They've given up zero sacks. And with Belichick having 2 weeks to prepare, you know, all the film you have on the Patriots, you can throw it out the water because that offensive line is not going to get Brady sacked. They're going to have the new schemes to go against Donald, just like they did with the Chargers that they had 2 weeks to prepare for.
See, but James, the only difference. Okay, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say the only difference for me, and you can. Fair enough, and you know there is no right or wrong answer here. To me, Aaron Donald is a different kind of demon, and when you talk about a guy being able to disrupt the middle of an offensive line, meaning not allowing Tom Brady to potentially step up into the pocket, which is what he loves to do, I think that is more of a problem. Honestly, I know the Patriots came with a great game plan. They jumped all over the Chargers. Chargers looked dead. They looked tired. It did look like that cross-country flight and early kick did affect them in that game. And the Chiefs defense, let's be honest, James. They were never going to be able to really test Tom Brady. I think this is the one, the front, that could potentially do it.
Your big question shouldn't be Donald. It should be is if Dominic Sue shows up. That's the question mark.
Fair enough. But James, that's if Aaron Donald question. Does show up and he does his job, that makes Ndamukong and Sue's job that much easier because he's playing right there alongside him.
So that's the key factor right there is if Sue actually decides to play the game. And we all know how Dominic is. It's all about him. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I would assume, I appreciate the call, James. I mean, you get to a Super Bowl, I don't think Sue's going to be all about Sue in this game. I mean, you kind of want to get the Super Bowl ring. And I think Ndamukong Sue realizes, hey, I should probably, you know, I don't know, do my job instead of worrying about me getting a sack or me being, you know, Super Bowl MVP. But then again, you know, the famous words of Pat Caputo,
what do you think Ndamukong Suh's thinking about right now? Ndamukong Suh.
So maybe he will just be out there selfishly, you know, playing for himself. I don't know. But you can look at it from both sides. Yes, yes.
Yeah, Kyle, here's the thing. And I agree with the last caller. They have not allowed a sack. New England has. And it's amazing that in the other only other time in history, the quarterback that has not been sacked, they won the Super Bowl. And that was Tom Brady in 2003. Mm-hmm. They won the Super Bowl. They did not allow a sack in that playoff. And they faced Julius Peppers in that Super Bowl, Dwight Freeney in the playoffs, Javon Kurse in the playoffs. Three guys that were known to go and get the quarterback. This year, they did the same thing. They faced Bosa. They faced Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. Two guys that go after the quarterback, and they did not allow a sack in either of those playoff games. They're not going to allow a sack in this game. I'm sorry. They will not get to him.
Okay.
I don't see it.
You don't have to get a sack for that front to be disruptive.
He's only been touched one time, though, in the playoffs.
I understand that. I totally understand that. But when you pair a Sue and a Donald next to each other in the interior, again, everything that the Patriots want to do, they want Tom Brady to be able to step up into a throw, you know, be right there, clean pocket in the middle. So for edge rushers, what the Patriots like to do, and I think you saw this, you know, certainly with Bosa against the Chargers, overextend, let him go. You know, let him run right there around the edge, because Tom Brady was going to be able to evade that pressure and step up away from it. With the Rams, it is a little bit different because you can't do that if, in fact, Donald and Sue show up and are able to get enough of a push back into Tom Brady.
See,
I don't even think you have to get a sack.
I did have that same thought when the Super Bowl matchup was announced and, you know, AFC-NFC title games finished. And I said, well, okay, the pressure up the middle is what's going to get to Brady. You have Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. But as the weeks have gone along leading up to this game, I just think that New England is just going to have the game plan to get it done again, because that's just what they do.
Maybe.
I don't think they'll get a chance to touch Brady, the quick passes, the screen plays. I think that's going to win the game for New England. They won't touch him.
See, and look, you're probably going to be right, Hatchet. I mean, you know, I'll look like a fool, and that's fine. I don't even know if it's as much about X's and O's and matchups and, you know, me being all on the Rams and the young, sexy, you know, Sean McVay. I think I'd be more shocked just because they did it again. You know, like we've been dogging the Patriots all year going, what the hell's going on? You know, whether it be the Miami Miracle, you know, the performance against the Lions – They just haven't looked right and looked dead in the water. And think about this, too. Guys like me, you know, national, you know, hosts, well, you know, national columnists, writing the Patriots off. They're too old. And they did. They have looked old all season. And then they show up for the playoffs, and for three games, they throw it back to 0-3. They throw it back, you know, to, you know, a few seasons ago. It just, I don't know. Maybe that's what's more stunning than anything. And it's not, again, it's not like Tom Brady is the same guy. You know, they've totally reinvented the offense. The fact that it's almost like San Antonio, okay, the Spurs, when they were in the midst of their dynasty, and it was David Robinson, of course, David Robinson handed the torch to Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. And then after those three really started to, you know, die down and be ineffective, all of a sudden, Kawhi Leonard comes onto the scene, and the keys are handed to him, and he's the NBA Finals MVP, and they get it done again. It's just, it's jarring when you look at how the Patriots have done it for all these years, and then now Tom Brady, like 50 years old, you know, 20 years into the dynasty, and they've completely reinvented themselves. They're running the football more than they ever have. You know, throwing it out of the backfield. They've been able to, you know, get Julian Edelman going. They don't have the tight end that has been so big for Tom Brady throughout his career. And yet, here they are. They're going to win it again. Like, that's stunning to me. It is. Just the context of it all, I think, is what is overwhelming me when you think about this Super Bowl. They did it again. We doubted them. They're going to do it again. I don't know. Whatever. Who even wants to watch that game? I'm kidding. I can't wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.